Test 74, Section 2, Question 19. And here we have parallel reasoning. So with this one, I would start by checking the conclusion. And the conclusion seems like the second half of the last sentence. Since the impatiens in my garden are still in bloom, temperatures did not drop below freezing last week. So X did not happen. So then I'm going to look at answer choice A. Since it hasn't had any adverse effect on any species, but since the species has not had any adverse effect on any species existing in its new environment, I just was like, I don't know what that says. So if a species does not adversely affect anything, it has not adapted to it. That's an if-then, and that's not really what we want in our conclusion. Therefore, if it does not adapt very well, it will not adapt. So I was like, okay, that's another if-then and not really what I want. We look at C. Therefore, since the introduction will result in some, species should probably not be introduced. That's saying what should or shouldn't happen, not what did or did not happen. So I still don't like D very well. Then E. It says, therefore, because the introduction is likely to happen, they should be controlled. So I don't really like that one very much either. I'd kind of go back to A, and this is one where I said, okay, let's see if we can find the same parallel. So the original passage, if temperatures had dropped below freezing, then they would have died. If the impatiens had died, then they couldn't bloom. So if A, then B, if B, then C. And then it says, however, the impatiens are still in bloom, not C. Therefore, temperatures did not drop, not A. And so that's kind of what we're getting. So then we look at our answer choices. If a species is highly adaptable, it will thrive when introduced. If it thrives when in its new environment, it will have an adverse effect on species. So if it's adaptable, it will thrive. If it thrives, it will have an adverse effect. But since this species has not had any adverse effect on any existing species, anything existing, it is not highly adaptable. Yeah, that's saying not C, therefore not A, and A does turn out to be our correct answer. And so that's all I would do on this. I wouldn't check the rest of them, just because if the conclusion trick works and then you match it up, then you just take it and go.